suddenly there came on her the change, which in tremendous moments of our life can overtake sometimes the human soul and hold it up to all this luminous shore. The veriest dawn, the seeker is no more, only the spirit sees and all he knows. Then a calm power seated about our world is seen unshaken by our thought and deed. Its stillness bears the voices of the world. Immobile, it moves nature, looks on life. This, in a moment's depth, was born in her.
Thank you.
like one who looks up to far heights, she saw ancient and strong as on a windless summit. Above her, where she had worked in her lone mind, laboring apart in a soul tower of self, the source of all which she had seen or heard, that mightness assumed a simple form. Her being spaces quivered with its touch. It covered her as with immortal wings.
Thank you.
animated with a cranky hour, as if the last remnant had been slain by deaths of the humanity that once was her. A moment yet, she lingered motionless and looked down on the dead man at her feet.
Thank you.
Like a tree recovering from a wind, she raised her noble head, fronting her gaze. Something stood there, unearthly, somber, grand, a limitless denial of all. That was the terror and wonder of a shock. the two opposed each other with their eyes. Woman and universal God around her, piling their void and bearable loneliness upon her mighty and companion soul. Many in human solitude came close.
Thank you.
the dim and awful Godhead holds erect from his brief stooping to his touch on earth. And like a dream that wakes out of a dream, forsaking the poor mold of that dead clay, another luminous Satyavana hall, starting upright from the recumbent earth, as if someone over viewless borders step, emerging on the edge of unseen world. Between two limbs he stood, not wavering, but fixed in quiet, strong expectancy. Like one who sightless listens for a command, so were they immobile on that earthly field, powers not of us, though one in human clay. Luminous, he moved away. Behind him, this.
Thank you.
into a deep and unfamiliar air, enormous, wondrous, without stir or sound. They seem to enlarge away, drawn by some wide, pale distance from the warm control of earth. And her grown far now they would escape. Then flaming from her body's nest, alarmed, her violent spirit soared at Satyava. ancient sculptural sleep, symbols of the approach to darkness old, and monuments of her to dedicate. Heavy line arrive where his feet touch the shadowy marches bridge. Turning arrested, luminous Satyavan looked back with his wonderful eyes at Savitri. But death peeled forth his vast abysmal cry. Oh, mortal, turn back to thy transient sky. Aspire not to accompany death to his home, as if thy breast could live where time must die.
Thank you.
like a statue on its pedestal, lone in the silence and vastness bare. Against midnight's dumb abysses piled in front, a columned shaft of fire and light, she rose.